humans of Minnesota, humans of Minneapolis, humans of St. Paul, humans of the world. It is me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for Matt McNeil on AM 950. I told you I was here earlier this week. I told you I'd be back, and here I am. I'm back. And if you've listened to me live before, you know that I absolutely love for you to call in, because my regular show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, which runs on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m., for the most part, taped in advance, and I don't get the chance to ever talk to live humans. And I love live humans. I do. Well, most of the time I do. And anyway, at any rate, you not only have me here for Matt McNeil, but you also have me to fill in for the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. So you have me for 2 hours, and some of you are like, oh my God. Others of you may be excited. I don't know. But I am here, and I am thrilled to be sitting in for 2 hours on AM 950. I get the chance to just talk about what I like to talk about. Although, in the news today, of course, and I need to thank my producer, Brett Johnson, for just kind of giving me the nudge here. In the news, we've got some sad stuff about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, not that sad. I mean, her cancer has recurred in her pancreas, and she is, we are told that this operation was successful to remove the tumor, that there was no signs of further progression, and that she's recovering. So I know that there are right now a gazillion people with fingers crossed for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because we need her to survive. And then, of course, the Dow is down 621 points today. But, you know, apparently that does not bother the powers to be, because I actually heard that our president blamed the Dow dropping on a presidential candidate dropping out rather than anything else. So, all right. But remember, I'm a unifier, not a divider. I am someone who wants to make sure that in this world, the people who lack voices get an opportunity to be heard and are protected. I mean, way more than just being heard. We need to protect them. We need to give people, everyone, a place at the table. So that's the kind of person I am. I'm not Matt McNeil. I mean, Matt is just phenomenal. And so you have me as sort of the ugly sister cousin filling in for him. However, I do want to start off with a story. And by the way, I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 952-946-6205. I want to start out with a story, or a piece from the New York Times that ran on August 21st by Julie Hirschfield Davis. This came to me by way of a friend of mine in New Jersey, a woman named Michelle. She happens to be Jewish. And this piece is about the news this week of how our president, again, I'm not a divider, but it's very hard to avoid mentioning his name when you start talking about how he chose this week to attack American Jews. And we are all aware of his commentary earlier this week that Jews who choose to vote for Democrats were being disloyal, either disloyal to Israel, okay, or disloyal to our country, and mainly to the president. And the story from the New York Times is titled "The Toxic Backstory to the Charge That Jews Have a Dual Loyalty." And again, ran on August 21st in the New York Times. You know I love the New York Times if you listen to me before. And part of this story is about, well, all of this story is about the historical origins of why throughout the ages, Jews have been accused of not being able to have loyalty, to assimilate fully into the countries in which they live. You know, and the piece is very tight. It goes through very quickly about loyalty, about how when Napoleon emancipated the Jews in France after the French Revolution, he said that he would grant them equality, but only if they would affirm that they would be subject to French law and not consider themselves a nation within a nation. Of course, we know about Nazi Germany. And we know about how Nazi Germany, of course, treated Jews. And, you know, and this piece goes on to talk about, you know, even during America's Civil War, the Jews joined the military in disproportionate numbers on both sides. I was not aware that there were Jewish people on the Confederate side. There you go, Ellie. Narrow world. And that they did so. They joined on both sides in part to demonstrate the devotion to their country in the face of stereotypes that their allegiances were suspect. And then, of course, more recently, the piece points out how Joe Lieberman, when he ran for vice president, well, he was running for president for a while, and then when he was selected as Joe Biden's vice president nominee, how he was being questioned about his loyalty to Israel and whether he could effectively serve as vice president of the United States. Now, for those of you who are much older, in my, you know, way on the other end of the boomers, you will remember that in the 1960 presidential campaign that John F. Kennedy was the subject of great questioning about whether, in fact, he could be loyal to America versus being an adherent of the Pope for Roman Catholics. Somehow the country did get past that, what do you know? But we've never had a Jewish president other than Joe Lieberman. Well, no, we've had a couple of other candidates that were Jewish, but we've never elected, obviously, a Jewish president. And of course, there's a lot of anti-Semitism that goes on in the world. So here's the question. Here's the shout out that I want to do for at least the next 10 or 15 minutes here. I want to talk, I would love to talk to somebody who is Jewish to find out how you're feeling about what the president said or did, and or to those of you who have Jewish friends. I would love to hear from you. Let's have a conversation about this. How are you feeling in light of what our president went forward and said? And of course, we've had other things that the president has said. We've had other things that elected representatives have said. I mean, if you want to throw in something about Ulan Omar, you know, that's fine. We'll be happy to talk to you. Let's kind of get it out there. I mean, I want to hear from people who are Jewish. I want to hear how are you feeling this week? How badly are you feeling? Or maybe you're not feeling badly at all. And you're like, oh, you know, I'll support the president regardless of whatever he says. You know, I just read, what did I read today? I read today that somebody compared President Trump to Mother Teresa and said that he was, my producer Brett just bowed his, bowed his head, yes. Compared him to, said he was better than Mother Teresa. I mean, anyway. So anyway, I'd love to hear from you at 952-946-6205. If you're a Jew, if you're Jewish, if you have a friend who's Jewish, if you've heard, if you are feeling about what's going on this week, about this idea that people of the Jewish faith cannot be loyal to America, that instead that they would be loyal to Israel. And, you know, as paramount to protecting the United States, that they would always follow Israel. And this is a form of marginalization that has followed the Jewish people for centuries. And here it is, back, alive and well, here in the United States in 2019. I just think it's kind of unbelievable. I will tell you, I grew up on the East Coast. My father worked in New York City. I lived in New Jersey. I moved to Iowa when I was 11. There's a whole other story for that. We probably could do a whole radio show on that. But before we moved, I mean, my father worked in New York City, worked with a lot of people that were Jewish. And, you know, I absolutely remember being a kid 6 or 7 years old when my one of my father's coworkers came over to Jersey. His name was Neil. And he had, you know, this is before the 67 war, and he had been over to Israel. He brought photos, you know, back when you had the little slides in the projector that went around, and you had to bring in the screen and, you know, click, click, click. But I'll tell you, it educated me greatly at age 6 or 7, about what Israel was all about. I mean, I saw the barbed wire between, you know, the West Bank and the East Bank. It helped educate me. And then, of course, the 67 war occurred, and I was reading newspapers by then and being well aware. So I have always, in my heart, I have always considered Jewish people like, hey, you're just like everyone else, you know, and I've never accorded them a separate status in any way as it relates to our society. So I would love to hear from you at 952-946-6205. If you want to weigh in on this, that would be really great. I'd appreciate it. And again, the story is titled The Toxic Backstory to the Charge That Jews Have a Dual Loyalty by Julie Hirschfield Davis in the New York Times. So if nothing else, go check out that piece, please. Because I think that it's incredibly informative for us. It's always important that we learn about history. It is. And because if we can't learn about history, we can't figure out what's going on today. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. I've got other things to talk about. It is a hodgepodge Friday. Free agency. And so give us a call at 952-946-6205. If you like what you hear, visit my website at elliekrug.com. Email me at elliejkrug@gmail.com and or follow me on Twitter. The handle is at Ellie Krug. Thanks.
Is your business being pulled under by a tide of constant threats? Hackers, ransomware, security breaches? What if you had people who could navigate you to safe water, then teach you how to swim? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld of Rimark with a unique offer, a free security assessment. We'll uncover hidden threats, hidden costs, and hidden opportunities to help navigate your business. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment.
AM 950 is hosting a debate watching party on Thursday, September 12th at the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park. Come watch with like-minded progressives as the Democratic presidential candidates debate all the important issues and figure out how to beat Trump. Doors will open a half hour before the start of the debate. Your ticket includes free debatable appetizers with a cash bar. We'll play a debate-themed Blue No Matter Who bingo with lots of great prizes. Matt McNeil and the Repartee crew will be there. And if you have ideas for our weekly Tuesday Solution show, we'd love to hear them. Debate watching tickets are only $15 and they will go fast, so make sure you order now at am950radio.com. So let's watch the debate together on Thursday, September 12th at the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park as we figure out who will dump Trump in 2020. Order your tickets now at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. And if you have any questions, call us at 952-946-8885.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Total Dog is celebrating our 6th birthday, and our valued customers are getting the gifts. On Saturday, August 24th, we'll be giving double frequent Barker card punches on all purchases. Check out our dollar sale, where nothing will be over $10. We'll have instant win drawings on Kong toys. See you at Total Dog on Saturday, August 24th, between 9 and 6. Happy birthday to us! in New Hope off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North and at TotalDogCompany.com.
And we're back on AM 950. I've got my lovely producers playing Ellie's music, Ellie 2.0 radio music. I'm noticing this, Brett. Thank you so much.
I'm testing to see if you're going to say welcome to Hidden Edges Radio instead.
No, but thank you. This is Ellie's music. Oh, in lieu of Matt. Hey, listeners, you're listening to me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for the wonderful, delightful Matt McNeil, who is not here, but you have me. And I've got to tell you, every time I sub and I get to be a part of live radio, that means I have to sit during the promos. I get to have the headset on. I get to hear all of the ads that go out over the radio in between the segments for when I'm speaking ad nauseum. And you know what I love about this station? I absolutely love that this is a slice of Americana. I mean, I don't know how you feel about supporting AM 950. I sure hope that you do. And I sure hope that you support the businesses that advertise on AM 950. But regardless of that, will you take it all in and understand that this station is about America? I mean, it's about people founding businesses, you know, and trying to get those businesses going, you know, and Snap Construction. I mean, you know, hey, call us, you know. It is America. And I cannot stress enough how proud we should be of this station, okay? And I'm not pandering to a Chad Larson or anything like that whatsoever. I am just really proud to be, I am like a small, you know, cog in the wheel here at AM 950. But the point here is, you know, this is what it's all about versus those big mega stations where, you know, you got no connection. I mean, yeah, okay, you're going to, you know, Amazon, right? Okay, yeah, you know, Verizon, sure, you got some connection. But on a day-to-day, you know, you're going to go in and have a sandwich somewhere at a wonderful restaurant, or you're going to go take your dogs to a kennel or go buy pet supplies or whatever you want to do. This station is all about it. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I droned on about that, but I just get excited every time I'm here. And now I'm getting warm. And if you're on AM, if you're on Facebook Live, you can actually see me taking off my sweater and not looking too bad, relatively, for a 62-year-old chick. All right, I'd love to hear from you at 952-946-6205. The shout-out that I put out a little bit ago was about how our country leadership right now, that would be one leader, is treating the Jewish community of America. And if you are Jewish and you're listening, I would love to hear from you because I'd love to hear how you're feeling about what's going on in America right now with what President Trump is saying about American Jews, that, you know, if you don't vote for him, you're going to be disloyal to both him and to Israel, okay? I mean, come on. And of course, you know, he has said that if the Democrats get elected in 2020, if we elect the Democratic president, you know, that somehow we're going to just abandon Israel, okay? Sure. You know, I just, this is craziness. Okay, well, I'll put that aside. If you want to call me about that, 952-946-6205, that would be wonderful. Let me just pivot, though, to something entirely different. And so this just came across today, this morning, a feed that I saw off of Time magazine, and the title is Time Names Minneapolis Restaurant One of 100 World's Greatest Places of 2019. I mean, what a title. There's a restaurant in Minnesota named one of the 100 greatest places in the world. And I'm like, what restaurant could that be? Is it one that I go to? And it turns out that that restaurant is the restaurant All Square, which is a restaurant. It's a grilled cheese place on Hiawatha in South Minneapolis where they have this phenomenal grilled cheese. And the restaurant is the product of a nonprofit that employs and trains and empowers people who were formerly incarcerated. And if you have any interest, the executive director of All Square, I had interviewed actually on my radio show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, that runs Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. I had interviewed Emily Hunt Turner. She was, I've got her described in the write-up as an activist idealist who founded All Square, who I had an interview with and who was phenomenal. And if you have any interest, go to the AM 950 website. You'll look for LE 2.0 podcasts, and it was a show that aired on August 13th of 2018, a year ago. Okay, I've got some, we have a caller that's called in. We've got Jeff from Minneapolis. Jeff, are you on the line? You want to talk about Trump's Israel comments?
Yes, hi, Ellie, and good afternoon to you. You know, this is just so typical Trump. He's a divide and conquer, a bigot. He spews hatred.
Yep.
And, you know, what he set this country back 100 years in just... The way this country is so divided right now, and I'm in my mid 50s. I've just never really have seen this, and unfortunately, and there's good people out there that I know voted for him. I have people in my family that voted for Trump, but they were sold a bill of good. He's the flim flam man, and that's going to be his platform. He's going to run on divide and conquer. He's going to spew hate toward all people, and to bring Israel into this, he's just going after the Jewish base of voters. And I think they're smarter to see, you know, through his. A fake facade, but I just hate how he's going after, you know, the gay community. He's racist. He's a woman hater, and this has got to stop. And I hope that we rise up and become a better nation this next election cycle.
Well, Jeff, do you think that we're going to make it? I mean, do you think America is going to be able to take it for the next 14 months, 15 months? Are we going to be able to survive it? I'm like, I have concerns about that.
Well, we have to. And I think the wild card is going to be if we slide into a recession. But, you know, there's better people among us, and we're a better nation. And what gives me hope is I work around a lot of the younger generation.
Sure.
And these are young kids, and I'll call them kids, but they're progressive in their thinking, and they're accepted. They accept everyone. All are welcome. And I think that's going to be our hope. Yeah, there's going to be people that are going to vote for Trump and are not going to admit it because they like the sideshow. It's a freak show. And he's a joke of a president. And why anybody would vote for him is just beyond me. But I think we're going to be okay because we're a better nation.
Well, you know what? I train and speak across North America, and I go to places, you know, small towns. And, you know, I mean, I'm transgender. I sound like a dude, look like a chick. And you know what? I'm accepted everywhere I go. It's amazing to me. And I agree with you. I think that Americans are far, far better people than what our president is portraying us. I really do. I think that we all have good hearts. And even the people that voted for him and maybe some of that are still, you know, supporting him. I mean, I think they are good people. I think that they have good hearts. I mean, I'm not talking about the white supremacists. So let's make sure we're clear about that. Okay.
And I as well.
Okay.
No.
All right. But, you know, but a lot of people are afraid. And when we are afraid, we run to people who have quick fixes, quick answers for us. And that's, I think, what's happened to a part of our country. Jeff, I've got to go and take a break, but
okay.
I'll tell you.
Thank
you for calling. I really appreciate it. Take care. Okay. All right, listeners, we've got to take a break here. And when we come back, I'm going to be interviewing, and I should have told you this at the top of the station, at the top of the show, Dr. Thomas Adams from Better Futures Minnesota about Elizabeth Warren's visit to his nonprofit yesterday. So we'll be back in a second and talk with Dr. Thomas Adams. Thanks.
Hi, this is Evelyn. Dad, don't make me do what you made Charlie do.
You want to drive, right?
Fine. My dad is cooler than all YouTube and Instagram celebrities combined. Matt McNeil.
That's lit.
Whatever. I'm getting ready to start my behind-the-wheel driver's training, and my dad says the only vehicles he wants me learning in are Toyotas. Fine with me, because I love them too.
The vehicles I trust for my young children are the vehicles I trust for their own driving adventure. It's safety and security you can't beat. Test drive a fantastic Toyota today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 west of the downtown in Golden Valley.
Our climate is in crisis, and it's time we talk about what we can do for our future. So let's talk about solutions at the 55th Annual Nobel Conference, Climate Change, Facing Our Future. It takes place September 24th and 25th at Gustavus Adolphus College. Seven leading thinkers address climate change, inviting you to consider what tools are available, what research efforts do we require, and what kind of people do we need to be to conceptualize and address global climate challenges. You are invited to consider how the changes to the Earth's climate system are vast, without precedent, and of such magnitude and scale as to potentially alter life itself. There will be over 4,000 people on campus for the Nobel Conference discussing these issues. You're invited to attend one or both days to experience the presentations and Q&A. There's even a live stream you can watch. So let's talk about causes and consequences of climate change and our responses to the challenges it presents to us as individuals and as a society at the Nobel Conference. Again, it takes place September 24th and 25th at Gustavus Adolphus College. Full schedule and tickets at gustavus.edu/Nobel Conference.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Metza inviting you to listen to a great new episode on the Wall of Power Radio Hour this weekend, featuring the great Maurice J. Cox. Maurice is a longstanding musician in the Minneapolis Twin City area, and he sang with William the Bees for years. He has a new record out called Strip Down. We're going to listen to some tracks off that, hear Maurice's story, and more. Wall of Power Radio Hour, 6 p.m. Saturday on AM 950.
In today's challenging world, many of us are asking, but what can I do? I'm Gail Shore with Cultural Jambalaya, and I ask the same questions, so I formed a small nonprofit to try to make a difference. We create educational videos featuring my global photography and cultural experiences that we offer to teachers without charge to broaden worldviews of their students, help to break down cultural barriers, and promote understanding and respect for all people. That's what we do. We also know that there are many others doing great work, and we recognize them at our annual Diversity Awards. This year, we'll celebrate students from Stillwater, Asian American leaders, and educators from South St. Paul and Rochester. The Cultural Jambalaya Diversity Awards will take place Thursday, October 3rd, at the Metropolitan in Golden Valley. Tickets include dinner and music by T. Michael Rambo and are available at culturaljam.org. Join us and become inspired about how to make a difference. We all have something we can do.
All right, we're back on AM 950. You're listening to me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for the magnificent Matt McNeil. I have all of these adjectives to describe Matt. On AM 950, And on the line we have, in a second, I'm going to be speaking with Dr. Thomas Adams, who is the executive director of this wonderful organization, Better Futures Minnesota, that works with people formerly incarcerated to give them jobs, to empower them, and to give them a chance. So, Dr. Adams, are you on the line with us?
I am here.
Dr. Adams, how are you? It's Ellie Krug on AM 950.
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You may recall you and I chatted a couple of months ago on my other radio show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, where we talked about being idealists and we talked about the incredible work that Better Futures Minnesota is doing.
I remember that well, Ellie.
Well, that's great. And we should let the listeners also know that you're a sponsor of my show, LA 2.0 Radio. So I'm very grateful for that. So, Dr. Adams, we've got you on the line here because yesterday you had this pretty incredible day, I would say, because Elizabeth Warren came to visit you. Do I have that right? Oh, it was not yesterday. It was earlier
Tuesday,
this week.
Tuesday.
Yep. And can you tell us about her visit? Well, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Better Futures Minnesota does, and then we can fold in how it was that Elizabeth Warren came to your place.
Sure. So Better Futures is an innovative social enterprise that works with individuals exiting incarceration and provides them with workforce development and health and healing and a 24/7, 365 mentor to really help them transition and stabilize in the community. Our uniqueness is that as a social enterprise, we have 6 to 7 business lines. So we're able to employ the participants directly. We work with all men, and it is a 2-year model, and we have phenomenal results. We are entering our 12th year.
Oh, and I think that you're getting to be far better known, which of course every nonprofit wants. Can you share with us what those business lines are? So can you tell us if a listener wanted to, you know, participate with one of your businesses, how would they go about doing that?
Sure. So we provide businesses in terms of janitorial services. We do commercial cleaning. We have groundskeeping and snow removal, both commercial and residential. We have an appliance recycling division so that individuals can bring their appliances to us and they'll get recycled. We have a deconstruction division, which brings commercial properties and residential properties down to the foundation in an environmentally sustainable and friendly way. We have a reuse warehouse where we sell used building materials. We have a makerspace where individuals can become members of our makerspace and rent tools from our library, tool library, and build products or projects. And then we have what we call crew-based labor. You need a crew to come over and move some things or do some light landscaping. And so those are all of the businesses that we employ, or I'm sorry, that we operate. Individuals can certainly contact us via our website, betterfuturesminnesota.com, or they can call us directly at 612-455-6133.
Oh, that's great. And, I mean, I love the concept that you'll just supply labor. If somebody needs a project done, that you can help find the labor to get that project completed, right?
Absolutely. So oftentimes, some of the local colleges, when they are turning over dorms for the summer, they need to get all of the furniture out so they can do a deep cleaning or a painting, and then they'll need to get all that furniture back in. And so they'll call us, and we'll. Those are some of the projects that we've done in terms of our crew-based labor.
Well, that's just great. I wish I had heard you say that you're also taking old computers.
So we don't do that, but we certainly have a partner organization, Tech Dump, that does do that.
Oh, okay. Well, that is good to know. All right. Well, let's talk about Elizabeth Warren, excuse me, coming to Better Futures Minnesota. There was a roundtable on Tuesday with not only Better Futures Minnesota there, but other organizations represented. Can you tell us about the roundtable? Tell us about Elizabeth Warren. What did she propose? How did the visit go?
So we were very, very excited to be contacted by Elizabeth Warren's camp last week. We were informed that she was going to be in Minnesota, that she was going to use Minnesota to launch her national criminal justice reform policy agenda, and she was looking for organizations that were in the space, and she received our name from Representative Jamie Long, who was actually the moderator of the roundtable, and he's very familiar with us. And so she came and toured our reuse retail warehouse, talked to a couple of our participants, and then convened a roundtable to talk about really some of the high policy level initiatives she's proposing. And we were excited because, four of the five policy initiatives that we're advocates for were included in her criminal justice reform platform. And so we were very much excited to be a part of the platform, the roundtable, and to give our endorsement on several of the key policy initiatives she attends to advance.
Can you give us an idea of what some of those policies are? And could you also paint what the landscape is like now? In 2019, what is, somebody comes out of prison or out of incarceration, what's the landscape like for them? And how are the policies that Warren is proposing and that many of those that you're embracing, how would they change that landscape?
Sure. So let me first say that people are familiar with this federal criminal justice reform policy that our current president just enacted, and we are supporters of that. The challenge for us is that the vast majority of individuals who are incarcerated in this country are not incarcerated in federal correctional facilities. They're incarcerated at the state and local level.
And particularly here in Minnesota, the incarceration rate for people of color other than the white color is astronomical.
Absolutely. We lead the country in disparities, in racial disparities regarding incarceration. And many people may be surprised to hear that, but we, again, it's not Mississippi, it's not Texas or Florida or Alabama, it's Minnesota that's the leader in the nation regarding racial disparities in incarceration. So you asked, what's the landscape for someone exiting incarceration? And that's a very broad question. It's just like a statement of, well, why does someone go to the hospital, right? You can go for very different reasons. What I can say is for individuals that have a little to no means and have been incarcerated for a felony, and they're male, and they're a person of color, the landscape is very, very bleak. We know that those individuals are much more likely to be homeless. Those individuals are much more likely to be underemployed, if employed at all. Those individuals have a 6 times higher rate of visiting an emergency room or having some sort of health crisis within 6 months upon being released from incarceration. And it's just very, very difficult. It's one of the reasons why Better Futures was founded, to address those barriers for individuals trying to reenter society.
And this goes back to stereotyping. It goes back to people being afraid, and not understanding that people can change if they're given a chance.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. So it is legal in Minnesota to discriminate against someone in housing if they have a felony background. If you have a felony conviction, you cannot, by federal law, you cannot access public housing. And so we are rendering an entire population homeless unless they have the means to pay market rate rent, which many will not because they've been incarcerated for a while. They may have spotty work history.
Right.
And they don't have a nest egg. And so these are some of the challenges that are facing many individuals exiting corrections. And so Senator Warren's platform really talked about trying to address some of those barriers. One of the things that she wanted to address is she wanted to abolish mandatory minimum sentences, which means that there is a mandatory amount of time you are incarcerated for specific crimes. And we know that that has disproportionately impacted black and brown men. And so she wanted to abolish that. She wanted to repeal some of the draconian aspects of the 1994 crime bill, which was passed with Joe Biden and under President Clinton. And those repeals had to do with the disproportionate amount of time someone was convicted of marijuana.
Small drug crimes.
Absolutely. She also wanted to add clemency, not a pardon, but clemency for many of the individuals who were convicted under those that 1994 crime bill, so that it's not a albatross for them once they're released from corrections. She wanted to do away with technical violations. And what a technical violation is when you're released on probation or parole, there are conditions that you have to abide by, such as going to a chemical dependency outpatient treatment group once a week, such as having a clean urine analysis, such as who you can hang around with or how quickly you have to call your probation officer once you get a call. And if you violate any of those, you can be sent back to prison.
Well, it's also that they have to pay for the drug tests, right? I mean,
some do. Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we know in Minnesota in 2017, 66% of individuals going into incarceration in prisons were for technical violations. So they did not commit a new crime.
Unbelievable.
They were on probation or parole, and 66% went back to prison. And so she wants to advance initiatives to address those. She was very clear that as a president or at the federal level, what you can do to spur that type of activity on the state or local level is to put resources behind it. You can put resources, you can provide monies to states that are going to abide by your policies. You can provide federal funding to municipalities that will have alternative to incarceration or community-based models like Better Futures that are working with individuals coming out of corrections. And so she was very clear that from a presidential standpoint, there's a bully pulpit that you have, so to speak, and she wanted to launch these policies to really spur this type of activity in the state and local level.
All right. Well, Dr. Adams, we've got to take a break, but I'd like you to stay on the line if you could, because I'd like to talk with you a little bit more about what Elizabeth Warren said. And I'd like to really talk with you more about what can Minnesotans do to support Better Futures Minnesota. So we'll be back in a second. Do you have a few more minutes?
I certainly do.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Listeners, you're listening to me, Ellie Krug, sitting in for Matt McNeil on AM 950. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Thomas Adams.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Appliance savings on a stick? Warner Stallion's guaranteed unbeatable prices are so low, they're not even fair. Save up to 35% on select KitchenAid dishwashers, then save a lot more with free installation from one of our trusted specialists. Or save even more with unbeatable discounts on four-piece kitchen suites. We have an endless number to choose from. Then, you'll love our fast free delivery in Holloway from trusted specialists. You can even choose 18 months interest-free financing. Get guaranteed appliance savings for a limited time, exclusively from Minnesota's own Warner Stallion.
Back in January 2018, the tax laws changed. You probably won't get a tax deduction for donating your vehicle to Auto Technical or any nonprofit, and it's going to put us out of business. Over the past 30 years, our charitable mission has been reconditioning vehicles for thousands of families. Many vehicles are reconditioned and sold to the public. We are self-supporting, but donations have dropped by more than 80%. We can hold on until November, December, but without your help, we'll be forced to close the doors. The Tubman Shelter Workforce Training Center will no longer be able to refer clients to us for free cars. Please, please help us. Call me if you have a vehicle to donate. Richard@autotech.org, 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526. Autotechnical.org.
And we're back on AM 950. You're listening to me, Ellie Krug. I'm sitting in for Matt McNeil. We have been speaking to Dr. Thomas Adams. Dr. Adams, did you get a chance to see the Time Magazine article about Old Square being named one of the world's greatest places, one of the 100 world's greatest places of 2019?
I didn't see the article, but I did see the headline. I'm very excited for Old Square.
Yeah, I know. I had talked about that before we got you on the air, and I just wanted to. It was just unbelievable. So we've been talking with you about your wonderful organization, Better Futures Minnesota, where you're helping people who are incarcerated. And by the way, Dr. Adams, I'm gonna open this up. If listeners would like to call in and talk with you, they can call 952-946-6205. Listeners, we've got about 6 minutes that you can do that. Please do that, because how often do you get to talk to Dr. Adams, somebody who is so schooled in this work and working with people who are incarcerated? So the number again is 952-946-6205. Dr. Adams, so before we broke, you were talking about Elizabeth Warren's visit to your organization for a roundtable. And then I said, I'd like you to be able to tell Minnesotans what can they do to support your organization and to support people who have been incarcerated.
Well, wonderful. I think individuals can support our organization in you know, two ways. Obviously, we take donations. You can make financial contributions to us as a nonprofit, and that's directly through our website, betterfuturesminnesota.com. You can also call us at 612-455-6133. The other thing, which is, again, a bit different than many other nonprofits, is we are a social enterprise. So you can hire our businesses to provide services for you. If you can hire us to perform janitorial work at a commercial building, you can hire our groundskeeping crews. You can come to our reuse retail warehouse and purchase materials. All of these pieces help fund our businesses, which pay the men directly. And we know that jobs and housing and then health and wellness are the three kind of tri-factors that keep people in the community after they're released from incarceration. So those are two concrete ways that your listeners can help support Better Futures. In terms of helping individuals who are coming out of corrections, I think really supporting those common sense platforms that Senator Warren proposed, you know, calling your state representative, calling your congressional representative. I mean, in our state, if you're on felony probation or parole, you cannot vote. You're also denied public housing. And we know those individuals, vast majority of them are going to be low income. So if you can't vote and you can't find a place to live, but yet you're told you've done your time and you're welcome back to the community, that's really doesn't send that type of message. And then we wonder why there's such a high recidivism rate.
Right. Well, and before I forget, I mean, your businesses, you're insured, you're bonded. I assume that's all the case. You don't need somebody hires you. They don't need to worry about any of that.
Absolutely. We're licensed. We're insured. In the cases that our businesses need certifications, we're certified. We're a certified employment and training provider in the city of Minneapolis. So we check all those boxes.
Okay. Now, back to the voting. I mean, has there been legislation introduced in the Minnesota legislature about trying to change the voting laws?
Yes. Biennium, there is a bill drafted, there's a bill proposed to Take Action Minnesota, and the Minnesota Second Chance Coalition are both very strong advocates. We are supporters of it. We just need to get it out of both houses, or get it out the House and get it out the Senate, so it can get voted on. But we have not been able to do that.
Okay. Well, that's a shame. Because if you've had your rights taken away from you, I mean, if you can't find a place to live and it's because of governmental policies, but you can't vote somebody in that's going to support those policies for you, I mean, I just
right.
You know, that's, you know, it's antiquated. And of course, you know, Florida famously, what was it, last year or the year before, franchised, you know, gave the vote back to a lot of people that were, had been incarcerated. I mean, I think it was like over a million people or something like that. So it's possible to do if we have the political will, right?
It is possible to do. And, you know, Ellie, unfortunately, though, what happened in Florida is not long after that vote was passed to restore voting rights to individuals exiting incarceration, there was another vote passed, which was essentially remnant, closely aligned to the kind of Jim Crow areas of poll tax. And so what that second vote said was that when you exit incarceration, you can vote provided that you have no outstanding fines with the Department of Corrections. And we know in Florida is that many individuals leave prison owing tens of thousands of dollars in fines. And so essentially, it reversed much of the great work that the state of Florida did by restoring voting rights for individuals exiting incarceration. It was a very, very tough blow.
Well, okay. Well, thank you for educating all of us on that, including me. So it's one step forward, two steps backwards. Is that, you know, or
yes,
two steps
yes.
forward, one step backwards. Well, Dr. Adams, we need to go, but I want to just thank you for the work that you do. I want to thank you so very much for all that you and your board have done with Better Futures Minnesota. And I continue to talk about you, and I just wish you the best. And please let me know what Ellie Krug can do to help your organization in the future.
Well, Ellie, thank you for giving us this platform. We are so grateful, and know that you have a wide audience, and we're just looking forward to you know, having as many people join us in this journey, so that all of us can really take part in this America that we love so much.
Thanks so very much, Dr. Thomas Adams from Better Futures Minnesota. Listeners, we got to take a break. When we come back, we go into hour two with Ellie Krug.